This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Stephen Green, STEPHENGREENE. Date of birth 03/09/1946. Date of appointment July 24, 2025. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, MELISSA. Please send a copy of this report to Alexandra Mazzarello, ALEXANDRAMAZZARIELLOPA. Dear Dr. Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephen Green today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is going for cardiac cath next week. He has a history of brain bleed, one in 2015 and one in 2017. First time was due to the motorcycle accident. He had MI at that time also. And his stent was placed in 2017. He slipped and fell on the ice and had brain bleed. He was on blood thinner at that time. Blood thinner was stopped. He's fine since then. No more blood thinner or brain bleed since 2017. Past medical history, MI, brain bleed, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, total knee replacement, cataract surgery both sides, cardiac stent, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, lisinopril, atorvastatin, metoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide, Jardiance. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. He occasionally drink alcohol. He's retired, he's married, live with his wife, have three children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, two sisters. One deceased, she was a smoker, three brother, two deceased, one in motor vehicle accident and one in Vietnam War. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a history of brain bleed. He has some memory issue, joint pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure, 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, no aphasia. No dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right tentorial subdural hematoma. Number two, memory issue. Number three, back pain. Number four, joint pain. Next paragraph. Please rewrite above. Number five, hearing decrease on both sides. Next paragraph. As patient has a history of brain bleed 2 times. Although it was traumatic, but still there is a risk that he can bleed again when he will restarted the anticoagulation. If it is absolutely necessary, then he go for a cardiac cath. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis.